Welcome to the Science and Spirituality Podcast, where we dive deep into universal spiritual principles and ground them in modern science. My name is Chris Carton.
And my name is Kevin Carton. And we are committed to simplifying the spiritual side of success for you with easy-to-understand scientific research so you can walk away with practical tools to create radical transformations in your life. Let's get started. Have you ever heard of a vision board? Or maybe you've actually created one yourself or tried it out or experimented with it, and you know, 6 months, a year, 5 years go by and you find the old thing and it's like, nothing happened. Mm-hmm. Like that's at least been my experience for the most part with vision boards. And so we're going to talk about why vision boards don't work, and then also what specifically to do instead, which I think we might have touched on briefly here and there in some episodes, but we're going to dive deeper into what are called vision statements. It's very different than a vision board and much more specific, much more unique, much more powerful in my experience. So let's dive in.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I feel like a lot of people listening have probably heard of what a vision board is or have heard someone maybe suggest to create one. I know we were first introduced to it. I think it was like 5 or 6 years ago in my early 20s. I never heard about anything like this. And it was just like, oh, you know, put up some pictures about stuff that you want to have like in the future. And I remember like going through the process, it was kind of fun to do that because, you know, you had pictures of like, let's say the car you wanted, like a house, like maybe like a dog, like all this kind of stuff, right? But
money,
I think what was
like just money,
money, yeah, out. Just money or like a blank check or something with your name on it or whatever. And I think what was missing for me from that whole thing was, first of all, the specificity. Like the pictures were nice, but I felt like there was no like descriptor to what I was actually looking at. There was a picture of a car, but it's like, what year was the car? Like, how was I going to afford it? Like all this stuff was missing because there wasn't a story behind the pictures. It was just a picture.
Yeah.
And then I feel like the other thing that was missing was the emotions behind it.
Mm.
So like, I feel like what we're going to talk about on this episode in a vision statement is what you should have instead of a vision board, is because the vision statement allows you to first get your thoughts out on paper so that it's more specific. And then it also allows you to put emotions to what you want to have in the future. And we know that it's really the emotional charge of what you really want that helps to propel you forward to that. Not just, you know, looking at it every day and not having an emotional attachment to it, or not stirring up emotions that are going to actually cause you to take actions towards doing what you want to get.
Yeah, that's the practical piece of it. It's like generating, that's the whole purpose of any of these. Like if you do vision boards right, they can have value, but most people just scratch the surface of having one and they don't go deeper to then generate that energy, that vibration. And there's like what you were sharing is like, for me as well, it's like the main points of why I stopped using vision boards is because I never really was able to connect deeply with the pictures I chose. Even though I did my best to be as specific as I could, it still wasn't specific to then the story or the experience of what it would be like to then have or experience or be or do the things that I have up in those pictures. Mm-hmm. You know, whereas a vision statement, when you write it out in a story format, is like, I have this, this is happening now, then you get to go more detailed, more specific. You can tell the story and you can have that emotional experience, that connection with it, which is like what you're sharing. It's like the beginning place of it all. It's like, you need to have that connection to then be inspired to take action, to track those things, to create it, to manifest it, whatever verbiage you want to say about it.
Yeah. And I think the vision statement too, it feels more alive.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Like it's like a vision board when you put it up on your wall, like a lot of times you just forget it's there.
It's
like
flat.
Yeah, exactly. The process of doing it is fun, but then it's just on your, I mean, there's so many things hanging up in my house right now that I'm not even aware that they're hanging up there anymore.
Yeah.
Unless I actually like focus and stare at it. And I'm like, oh crap. Like that's actually a really nice painting. Cause eventually you're just in the same environment for so long that your brain just blocks that out because it's not important.
Yep.
So I felt like that's what happened with vision boards a lot. Whereas when you have a vision statement, the vision statement, it's like living and breathing. Like when you read it over every day, like you edit it, like you're like, oh, this doesn't feel right. Like this word actually feels better.
Yes.
Or this is actually how I feel instead. Like
yes,
you work with it. And then, so it's changeable and it's more flexible, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
Because you want to be working with it every day so that like it's fresh in your mind, but then it also helps with that, like you able to try on how it's actually going to feel.
Exactly.
Because it's in your awareness every day. But I think like, honestly, you can have that with a vision board. It's just, and even with a vision statement though, like you can write a vision statement and then never look at it again, like a vision board. Like there's that whole other piece where you need to be working with it and meditating on it. And even, you know, I know Kev, you're more well-versed in this than I am, because I mean, I have a vision statement, but there's a lot of times like, I just forget, like I forget about it.
Yeah.
But I have like an idea of what I want to bring about in this world. And so I can tell that my daily actions, like there's a North Star to them. Like I have some general idea of like what I want to move towards, but whenever I do look at my vision or get more specific about what I want, I notice that it's like that North Star gets brighter, becomes easier to make decisions on a daily basis. It becomes easier to see if I'm tracking towards moving towards that thing or if I'm tracking towards moving away from it.
Yeah, that's like, I don't even know if you were meaning to say that, but that's like a major benefit of having a vision statement. And then if you do it in the right way of having vision boards, then it being specific, but even that, like just one final thing about the vision board before we talk about the vision statement, because there's one piece you touched on that I want to expand upon about the energy, the uniqueness of it, and that it's there's that personal connection with it, and it, like it's alive and living and breathing. But one final thing about the vision board, like there was a colleague of mine who runs vision board workshops, but I posted a video on Instagram a couple months back saying why I don't use vision boards and what to do instead, which is basically this episode. But she commented saying, you're totally right. You know, without a vision, if you have a vision board without the journaling exercise with it, where you're writing about your experience, about what you have on the board, then it's not meaningless, but like it doesn't have the deep power that is necessary to then actually change your life for actually the vision board to be effective. Mm-hmm. So anyway, vision statement, that's what we're all about. And the thing you touched on about it being a living, breathing document, I always share this with my clients because I help my clients directly do this, to create a vision statement for themselves and work on building the habit of connecting with that vision statement every day so that they're shifting their vibration and changing the connections of their neurons to then change their physiology, to change the actions they take, all of this. I say it's called, the phrase I like to use about a vision statement is that it's an energetic blueprint. That's what I love so much about a vision statement, because think about a blueprint of a house. You know, they're very specific. This wall is 11 and a half feet long. Mm-hmm. And then the ceilings are, you know, 10 feet and 10.2 feet tall, you know, like it's very, very specific. And then like, how many rooms do you have? Like, do you have a pool and all this stuff?
And then how specific. Like how doors open so that they don't hit other doors, block like things, like where the windows are, so that you have a view. Like it's so detailed.
Yes, exactly. And that's why the vision statement is an energetic blueprint. And that I don't believe you can ever get that with a vision board, because no matter what picture you find online, there will be so much more specificity of your experience with that picture, that image of what you have up there. So the vision statement, I believe, is necessary to really amplify and accelerate your process of manifestation of what you want. And so it's the energetic blueprint, because there's energy with the words that you use and that you put onto this, you put into this vision statement. Like you mentioned before, is like, you, I was like, oh, like, I don't like that word, or I can shift this word to make it, you know, more aligned with what I want. That's where the power comes in, so that you could change it. You can up-level it. It's not rigid like a picture.
And then every single word in that vision statement is unique to you.
Yes.
Whereas a picture, you know, you're finding a general idea of, let's say, like a house you want, but chances are, like, maybe you'll find a picture of the exact house you want, but there might be some things you want to tweak.
Yeah.
In your head. You know what I mean? And like, let's say like for me, for example, like I want to be a successful acupuncturist and have like this specific, like treatment room set up and all that stuff. Like if I just find like a picture of like an acupuncturist or a picture of someone in a white coat, it's like, it presents my mind with the picture of like, yeah, that's what I want. But there's no personal relation to seeing that.
Yeah.
It goes way deeper when you actually write it out.
Yep.
And then I feel like there's also a disconnect too between, first of all, I think like vision boards were probably easier to create than a vision statement.
Yeah. Oh my God.
It takes a lot. It's a journey.
Yes.
You got to continually work with it. Right. And I think a lot of people like up front are like, I don't want to invest all that time in a vision statement. Like, first of all, I don't even really think I know what I want. Like, it seems like a lot of work, like a lot of time. Like, how is reading something like that going to, like designing a blueprint for my life, how is that going to help? Mm-hmm. I heard this story from someone I follow on Instagram, and he was really successful, and he was talking about building his first house. Mm-hmm. And he was really upset that he had to pay an architect like 15 grand for the blueprints to the house he wanted to build. He was like, I don't understand this. Like, why? And then when he got the blueprints, like, he noticed like how specific, like you were saying, it was, where it's like, this was this measurement, this was this measurement. Like, if the sink wasn't here and filtered out there, there could be problems in 10 years. Or if the roof wasn't like this, like the rain would, you know, it's all this stuff, like,
yeah,
so specific. So it's like these investments up front that you make. And in this case, with your vision statement, it's with time, not really with money.
Yeah.
But those investments that you make up front to really organize, to use it as like your North Star, to organize all of your thoughts and all of your emotions around taking your actions, because your actions, your thoughts and emotions are really your currency.
Yes.
Actions is like the next step on that currency, where it's like, you only can do a certain amount of things in a day. You can only think a certain amount of things in a day. So like this vision statement helps to organize like around where you should be putting your attention, what you should be thinking about, how you should be feeling, what actions you should be taking.
Yeah. To align yourself. It's not like shit is like, oh, you have to do this. But like, if you would love the vision of what you want, then as you connect with the vision in this very specific way of visualizing, which we had a whole episode on visualization, I think, right?
Yeah, I think
we did. So. Maybe definitely. I don't know. If we haven't, then we need to make one, but I'm pretty sure we've made one on visualization. But as you connect with that, then you get to know that version of yourself when it's all worked out. And that can only come when you are specific. Because as you were sharing, like, one thought popped in my mind is like a potential objection or like a fear or doubt about someone that someone may have of like, oh, well, it makes a lot of sense, like having a vision statement. But the question then comes like, well, is it possible to be so specific that it actually like pigeonholes you to that, like you're stuck and like you're not actually being open to, you know, infinite possibilities and being guided by God and the universe to then, you know, to possibilities that maybe you hadn't even considered. But one key about the vision statement, which I'll give you a little brief preview, because I have a whole workshop coming up on creating your vision statement and having it done so that I can support you. But one key is having at the end a phrase of this or something even better still, so that you're staying open to what you want and what can unfold, but you still are putting that specific order to the universe, to God, to spirit, so that you then organize your energy, your thoughts, your emotions, like you said, Chris, to then build that version of you, to then become that version of you. But again, you're open and staying open.
Yeah. And then, I mean, when you think about it too, the specificity is, it's really in the outcome, not the process.
Yes, exactly.
You know what I mean? It's like, you need to be specific about the outcome, but then again, using that vision and that blueprint to then guide what you should be doing on a daily basis. But the process is going to be like, it'll just come. Like, the process isn't like, oh, I'm going to do this today, this tomorrow, this, like, it's just like, that's more fluid because that's more open. But if you have an idea of where you want to end up, you'll start making conscious and subconscious decisions that will help move you in that direction.
Exactly. Especially, dude, I'm glad you brought up subconscious, like you just said that, because this is really reworking and reorganizing your subconscious patterns, your subconscious mind.
Because we all have a blueprint. We all have a blueprint that we're building our life to anyway, whether we realize it or not.
Yeah. And most of the time that blueprint is created out of default. It's like, we don't design exactly what we would love. And so we just fall back into old patterns. And then a year goes by and we're basically in the same spot. So there's so much power in having a vision statement that I cannot live my life without one anymore. Like, I rather not cannot, but I do not. I prefer not. And I always have a vision for 3 years. And now more recently, I've been having a 1 year vision. So it's even more tangible for my life. Yeah. So it's kind of like edging on like actually having goals, but goals are very different. Goals are building to the vision and in what's in the vision statement. But the vision is so much different. So I cannot stress highly enough of how important this is to have in your life, because it's also a motivator too. like I often find that like it recalibrates my, it helps me recalibrate my energy to be the version of myself I want to be in the day that I'm in. Like it's very practical. It's not about like, oh, that's going to be great when I get there, but it's me challenging myself to up level my own vibration and thoughts to then be that version of myself to then, like you said before, like take the actions that are necessary to create that life. Like that's where like motivation comes from, is really being inspired by the vision.
Yeah.
So it's so important, but I could talk tons more on this, but I know we wanted to keep this episode short, but is there anything I feel complete about sharing that? Like I hope we got the power of this, the point of this across. But is there anything else you want to share?
No, I was just going to say that you can talk about this all day because this is the basis of like dream building.
Yeah.
The basis of it. Like that's how it works. It's like you think about what you want and then you get it down on paper.
Yeah, exactly.
Work towards it. Yeah. You have something to work towards.
Yeah. And there's often so much resistance to doing it, as you were saying before, because like it's a journey. It really is.
But it's also crazy. It's also crazy. Like how everyone's using this anyway. Like before I knew anything about visions or dream building or anything, it's like when I went to college to originally become an accountant and a CPA, I was like, I want to be an accountant. Like I want to, you know, start a career. I want to be a CPA. And like you work towards those things. You don't realize you're doing it, but it's so visioning statement is just bringing this process and honing in more on what you're already doing to bring about the results that you already have, but it's being more intentional about what you really want and being more specific.
Yeah, it's a good point. It's like a supercharge, honestly.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So that you're aligning more with the vibration and not just, you know, having it as a wish out there, but like it's this is the reality I want to create. All right, let's move on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Sweet. So anything else you want to share?
No, that's it.
Okay, dope. So with that said, one of the reasons we started recording this episode is because on October 16th, so depending on when you listen to this, this may already be over, but by the time this is posted, there's about a week and a half between now and when the workshop is live. I'm hosting a workshop called The Vision Workshop. And it is a 2-hour deep dive into creating your vision statement. And if you have created a vision statement to some degree, is up-leveling that into a way that it is, like we were sharing before, is supercharging your ability to manifest that and create that. And so I'm hosting this live training just once. So it's one time only. It's $47 to sign up. It's super cheap and it's extremely powerful. And we're going to go through the major key points of what a vision statement is, like kind of what we talked about here, but diving deeper into then how to create a vision statement that is powerful, that is specific, that is not pigeonholing yourself, and that you, and then how to also connect with it on a daily basis so that you can use this as an anchor for yourself, an energetic blueprint, as I said before. And the main reason I'm hosting this is because I know I take all my clients through this in my 3-month program that called the Dream Builder. But I noticed that there's so many people that wanted this training, but were not at a place to invest in, you know, my coaching, which that's totally fine, but wanted that type of training. And so I'm offering this just as a one-time only paid live training so that we could dive deep into that and you can walk away with a powerful vision statement done. So not only will you know how to do it, but we're going to also spend about 30 to 45 minutes actually writing it out and then having some Q&A time so that if you have any questions coming up, any resistance coming up, because it's very common when you're starting to write out the vision, is like, is this plausible? Like, is this actually real? Can this be real? Am I just being, fantasizing about this? Is this actually possible? And getting all the questions answered on that workshop. So if you would love to sign up for that, again, it's a one-time only and it's $47, but I will be offering the recording of it, but it's going to be double the price. Mm-hmm. So if you'd love to dive into this training, then sign up now. It's the link is in the description to check out more information about it, like everything we're going to cover in these 2 full hours. And then of course you could sign up on that through that link that you find in the description as well. So I'm super excited for it because it's everything I've learned over the last 7 years of working with vision statements. And then the last 3 years helping, I think in the 60 or I think worked with seven, like in the set number of 70 clients, somewhere in the 70s, like number of clients I've had in the last 3 years and helping them do that to be really connected with their vision. So if you love that, go click the link in the description. It's all there for you, all the information, and hope to see you there.
No word.
Awesome, y'all. So hope you have a great day, and I hope this is found, you found value in just this episode. And we'll talk soon. That's it for today. So thanks for tuning in, and we really hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as we enjoyed recording it. So any questions, any comments, just connect with us on Instagram. You could always DM us at Kevin Francis Carton
and at Chris J. Carton. And also, if you feel guided to, the one thing we do ask is for you to please rate the podcast and leave us a review. This way we can reach more people and impact more lives with this amazing information. With that, we'll see you on the next episode.